Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 4 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 7th of November. The Bank of England did what the Bank of England does best yesterday, which is to say it disagreed with itself. Yesterday's split decision on policy does open the way for a December rate cut. The bank will know what the government is doing with fiscal policy by the time of its December get-together. And unless there's something very surprising in terms of fiscal policy, it seems that the finely balanced decision on rates will tilt the other way into a rate cut. This should not be seen as a determined attempt to stimulate the economy, so much as a desire to maintain a neutral policy stance against a changing backdrop. China's October export data showed a year-over-year decline, and export to countries other than the United States were especially weak. How much this reflects a decline in demand in those economies, and how much is due to a slowing in the trend of rerouting exports that end up in the United States anyway, remains to be seen. Exports to everywhere other than the United States had been holding up rather well hitherto, and October has represented a rather more abrupt, though still potentially temporary, shift. It could be that the hope of the United States reducing trade tariffs of buyers of Chinese goods led US importers of China's goods to delay shipping product into the United States in the hope of less onerous tariffs in the future. China's officials have recently commented on the need to do more for domestic demand, but as of yet, that has not really materialized. We should have been getting the US employment report for October today, but of course, the United States does not have a functioning government, and so this is not due to be happening. The fears of economists do seem to be being realized, however, as markets are reacting to so-called economic data that is really not a balanced assessment of the economy. Continuing stories of job losses in newspapers is not a reliable indicator of the health of the US labor market. What it is doing is creating volatility in financial markets as untrustworthy data lends itself to wilder swings. Of course, the quality of the employment report has also deteriorated in recent years, but it's nowhere near as problematic as sentiment polls are. We hear from the widely respected economist, New York Fed President Williams, today, and their remarks are likely to be important in the context of how the Fed is managing the data drought. Other Fed members have already indicated that this is a cause for caution on deciding on interest rates in December. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.